we have identified a certain number of gaps in the activities of member states against these terrorist organizations which recruit the foreign terrorist fighters. These gaps are financing of terrorism, law enforcement capacities, judicial capacities, the fact that we are not enough equipped to counter violent extremism, for example. These are the gaps. Second, these organizations act very fast, very rapidly. And then in front of them, we are not quick enough in our answers, in our response. And the third point is that the attempts to resolve through a purely domestic approach will not work.
Would you say there's a bigger need for international cooperation? And if so, what will be done about that?
There is always a bigger need for international cooperation against terrorism. But the point is even more difficult. I just mentioned the fluidity and the flexibility of the terrorist organizations, to which we are not able to answer with the same fluidity and flexibility. And I am sure that these actions of international cooperation have to be envisaged in another way. In another word, we have mechanisms of international cooperation, especially mechanisms in criminal matters. At the moment, it doesn't work enough. For example, we use for extradition the principle of having what we call the dual criminality, so it means having the same legislation or an harmonized legislation in various countries in the world. We have no time to do that anymore. So we have probably to perform our functions in the various countries on the basis of the principle of reciprocity. It means that give me assistance whenever it's needed, I will also give you assistance. Another one is the advanced passenger information. The advanced passenger information is an amazing system when it works. It means you can really identify the terrorists through their passports very easily. Only 51 countries in the world possess the system, and even more difficult for international cooperation, only 25 countries among the 51 use the system.
Lately, there has been a lot of news on how social media has become a very key tool in both recruiting and drumming up support for these groups. Will the committee start working with companies like Facebook or Twitter, trying to limit this influence? Or is this even possible?
Yes, we work with Twitter, with Google, with Facebook. Due to the magnitude of the problem, of course, you cannot embrace all of the issues related to it. So, first of all, it's an illusion to be in the position to prosecute all the people who maintain these websites or write on them or speaks on them, whatever. So we have to be quite clear with the companies, and we discuss about that with them. They have to do their own policy on that. And, of course, we cannot shut down all the websites, and they will not, but the websites which really provoke a glorification of terrorists, they will.
Looking at Madrid, what outcome are you expecting from this meeting?
The outcome is really, first of all, to have strategies which are rooted within our reports. We have produced already three reports. The fourth one is coming now on the gaps and on the methodologies to counter the gaps. If, on the basis of these reports, we can have really a strategy, and then we will follow with the assessment of the countries and see what kind of support is needed in terms of technical assistance, in terms of international organization or regional organization support, and all what we can do to help the countries in need.